You're listening to Radio Yorkshire, and as ever at this time of the week, time to talk boxing. And my special guest this week is the man who's coming to Leeds on September the 5th to fight Leeds' very own Josh Warrington at the First Direct Arena for his Commonwealth title, and that is Australian Joel Brunker. Good day, Joel.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, good. Everything going well so far? Training camp, everything positive ahead of coming over here late summer?
Yeah, can't complain. Everything's going good. I'm working hard and doing what's got to be done, and yeah, can't complain.
Good. How long's the camp for this one? How long you in for?
Well, it'll be a 10-week prep, and then so we've been in about a week in, and so yeah, everything's running the plan so far, so it's only just started, but everything's good. I come into it in decent shape, and they'll be ready to roll on the day.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself then, in terms of the kind of fighter you are. People who have seen you before, possibly against Lee Selby, but for anyone that hasn't, tell us a little bit about yourself as a fighter.
I'm a pressure fighter. I come to fight. Well, I'm entertainment fighter. Boxing's a business, and it's all about the spectators, and I come to give them a good show, and I like to fight, and that's what I do. I work hard and hit the body and just love to have a go.
I think Josh has said it himself when we spoke to him. You know, the kind of fighter you are, the kind of fighter he is, should make for an interesting fight stylistically, and could be an absolute cracker between you two.
Yeah, well, I'd love it to be, because those are the sort of fights I want to be involved in, and so hopefully we can both meet there and have a good scrap and see who gets their hand raised at the end.
Yeah, what have you heard about Josh then as a fighter? Have you seen much of him?
Well, to be honest, at the moment, no, I haven't really started looking yet. I've just, obviously, because I've only just started prep, I've been busy with work and stuff, but I haven't looked too much at him yet, and I'll get around to that very soon.
Have you heard much about the fights here in Leeds? It's a raucous atmosphere. I think a lot of people say that they've never really experienced an atmosphere like it in terms of boxing. You know, the Leeds fans, who are very passionate in support of the football club, all follow Josh through that association. People liken it to the Ricky Hatton kind of style atmosphere and following that he has within the city of Leeds. Have you heard much about that? I'm sure a few people have been contacting you on their social media.
Yeah, I've had a few comments about that and just saying, how you going to handle it, but what do you do? I'd expect the same thing if someone come to my backyard, and it's at least people are there and they're watching boxing, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things that could go either way, isn't it? It for different fighters, depending on their mentality. I think we've seen some come to Leeds and crumble, and some raise their game. Are you someone that's going to, you think, feed off this kind of crowd and that kind of partisan atmosphere?
Yeah, I think so. Well, they're all there. They're all boxing fans, and they're there to support boxing, which is the sport I love, so I can't complain. And obviously, they're not going to be going for me, but I might be able to turn a few and make them support me. We'll see how we go.
You've been over to England before, as we mentioned a little earlier, to face Lee Selby. Overall, obviously, you know, the fight ended in defeat for yourself at that time. But in terms of the experience and coming here to fight, how did you rate the whole experience?
Yeah, it was good, because it's a good experience. It's something you got to, as a fighter, I want to fight the best, and you got to experience it. That was my first big experience, and it was coming off a big gap. I hadn't fought for 14 months. And so it was a good way to get back in the swing of things and get a taste of what it's like and be ready to go again.
Did you see it in Selby, the world champion that he's now gone on to become? That was obviously an eliminator for the IBF, which he went on to win at the R2 last month, against Gradovic.
I watched a little bit of the fight, and yeah, he done well. He done great. He'd done exactly what he had to, won the title, which is a good thing, because obviously he beat me, so it was good for him to go on and win the title.
And then this time round, coming to England again, do you feel you will be better for that overall experience? You said it was your first, it's a big taste, obviously your first time fighting over here as well, but it gives you a bit of extra, the fact that you have been over here and been in front of a top quality fighter over here before.
Yeah, most definitely. I've got to thank Eddie Hearns for giving me the opportunity, and I'll grab it with both hands and run with it, and just I'll be there to fight and do the best I can do, and that's all I can do.
What else kind of makes you tick then as a sportsman? Do you have other sports that you enjoy? Are you a football / soccer fan, a rugby fan? What makes Joe Brunker tick away from the boxing ring?
I watch a fair bit of soccer over here. We've got a team called the Wanderers. I follow them a bit, and I'll get involved in that, but obviously it's nowhere near as big as what it is over there. And other than that, it's mainly just work.
Work as in boxing, or?
At work and at work.
So what do you do away from the boxing then?
Bricklayer.
So you keep busy with that, and I suppose that keeps you a decent kind of base level of fitness and strength.
Yeah, that's it. It keeps you strong, keeps you busy, keeps you moving, keeps you mobile.
So have you done that all throughout your boxing career?
Yeah, pretty much. When it comes to getting close to a final, I'll stop. But pretty much, obviously, you've got to keep the money coming in, so you've got to keep working, and that's the main one.
And what about Australian boxing then? We've seen over here another fighter who was working with Ricky Hatton for a time, Lucas Brown, the big heavyweight. I saw him on Twitter the other day calling out Deontay Wilder. How do you rate Australian boxing at the moment?
It's getting better. We've got a lot of talent. We've just got to, obviously, we need the opportunity to evolve. And if to get better, you got to fight the good guys, and you got to take those fights. And that's what we need, to get more of that happening. Instead of us bringing over guys to Australia that aren't that good, we need to better pick up some more money in the sport so we can afford to bring good guys. And then we can pick our level up higher and higher, because you only get better by fighting better guys. And that's what we need to do in Australia.
Yeah, how do you rate Lucas?
Lucas, very strong. Big man.
Do you think he deserves a crack at the top level, the likes of Wilder?
I'd imagine he's there. He's beat everyone they put in front of him. And Wilder's done, he's done the same thing. But he doesn't have many other options himself. So I'd imagine they should be putting him with him.
Who else do you admire then in current world boxing? What kind of fighters do you look up to and aspire to be like stylistically?
I love the way Canelo fights. Canelo Alvarez, I like his style. I love action fighters, people that come to fight, put on a good show, and they're the styles I like to fight. Cotto, another one, and yeah, just action fighters. I like people that come to fight and do their job.
So we look forward to seeing you here in Leeds for the fight on September the 5th. In terms of your preparation in the UK, have you decided yet on when you're going to be coming over here ahead of that fight?
We're still trying to work it out at the moment. We're going through details, but we should know very soon. But I'm hoping the 2-3 weeks for the fight, just to get used to it, because, yeah, it's a big fight. Try and get my head around that first. But we should know in the next couple of weeks when exactly we're getting there and what's going on.
And Josh, a bit like Floyd Mayweather, is renowned for having a bit of an entourage, having ex or current sportsmen associated to Leeds, Leeds Rhinos, Leeds United Football Club. Vinnie Jones carried his belt to the ring last time. I noticed someone there gave you a little tweet there asking if Harry Kewell might do that for you. Is that something that you would potentially look to do as a bit of fun or not?
Nah, most likely not. I've travelled with a small team. It's just me and a couple of boys. I don't get into entourage stuff or anything like that. I just come as me with my team, and we do our job and we go home.